It's Mark Yeagy here, wealth architect and lifestyle investor. Let's take your life to the next level. Welcome to the Wealth Architect Podcast. Welcome back to another Wealth Architect Podcast. Glad you're here. Today we're going to kind of be doing a little bit of a different thing. In fact, we're going to be doing a little bit of a different thing going forward in a lot of these episodes. And what I'm saying here is that I'm doing a little bit of a pivot. And what that means is instead of doing a one-on-one interview with somebody specifically about an investment strategy like storage or apartments or limited partnerships or anything like that, what we're going to be doing is we're going to be talking about investing. We're going to be talking about what's going on in the world. I'm really into AI. There's some things that I'm about, right? I'm into covered calls, which is buying a stock and selling a call. I'm into AI. And I'm into Bitcoin. Those things right now are really in the news, and those are really exciting things that I like to talk about. So I'm going to be talking about them and how they can affect you and your investments and your world and things like that. So without further ado, I have some notes that I'm going to read from, but you can get the concept here by just following along in audio, or you can look at my bald head in the videos. But anyway, the main point on my first point here is the world is repricing intelligence. So there's not a person on this earth that hasn't heard of AI, just like there's almost not a person on this earth that doesn't have a phone. Well, what's similar to those things is that it started out slow. I mean, AI has been around a lot longer than you and I can remember, right? It's been around more than 2 years, more than before ChatGPT. It's been around for 20, 30 years, but it's really started to kind of hockey stick up as popularity grows in AI and as it becomes more available and affordable for the masses, people like you and me. And so I've got like all the AIs. I've got subscriptions to the pro versions of ChatGPT, to Claude, to Perplexity, to all these other little harnesses. I'm running a Hermes agent. I ran an OpenClaw agent. There's lots of stuff going on. And if you're not in it, you're going to be a victim of it, just like anything else, right? If you're not owning a phone, the people that own the phones are going to get ahead. And so here's the way I look at it. It's like a horse race. Let's say you let a horse go. You open the gates just for that horse and he just takes off. And all of a sudden he's halfway around the track and you let the other horses go. Who do you think is going to have a better chance of winning? Well, obviously the horse, unless he gets bored or tired or something, the horse you let out first. And that's the same thing with AI. So I believe that if you're not keeping up with AI, if you're just using AI as a GPT conversational thing, you're not keeping up with AI. You're already behind. And so if you continue to be behind, you're going to be behind those horse gates, while the other ones that are ahead of you are going to continue to try things. And then you've got to, when it comes time for you to try them, you've got to catch up. And that's going to be almost impossible because the technology is changing not at a geometric rate, one times one. It's trading at an exponential, changing at an exponential rate. So the world is repricing intelligence. And for centuries, wealth was built by owning land and labor and real estate and factories and distribution, or even having capital like J.P. Morgan did. That's how he became one of the most wealthy people in the world, and Rockefeller as well. Now we're entering a world where intelligence itself is becoming scalable. The cool thing for us is that it's available to us, at least for the time being. Now, the reason I say that, well, hang with me for just a second and I'll get back to that point. The point here is that it's not just another software tool. It's a force multiplier for productivity, for decision making, for coding. I've written wonderful applications with Claude Code and some other things. It's amazing for research. I have a whole team of experts, and these are all experts that you've heard of, like Tony Robbins and Joe Dispenza and people in different walks of life that are all part of my team, and their knowledge and their way of thinking is all a part of my organization. And that's all accessible to me now. Customer service, investing, all those kinds of things. The people who use AI well may not work faster. They may think, text, test, improve and execute faster, okay? So the wealth gap is gonna widen between people who use AI and people who ignore AI. You know, there's this whole faction of people that are like, oh no, AI is the devil and it's gonna take over and it's gonna, take over. Well, those people are gonna be left behind, and then like 20 years from now, they're gonna be wondering why they're in a different class. Now, maybe they're not, maybe they're right, But my chances are, anytime you don't embrace technology, you are left behind. Imagine if you didn't have a phone, or imagine if you just said, no, cars are bad, I want to stick with horses, or, you know, whatever, right? Whatever the technology is, you're stuck, right? I'm going to still stick with my fax machine, right? The question here is no longer whether AI is coming, because we know it's here. The question is whether AI becomes your employee, it becomes your competitor, or it becomes your replacement. I can tell you, I have a friend of mine that's just starting college right now, and you know, they're kind of, you know, they've heard of AI, and some of them are even playing with it, and this one is certainly playing with it. But at the end of the day, what is, you know, in 4 years, what is the world going to look like? Is your degree going to be such that it's useless, like a lot of degrees are now, poli science and maybe even economics and some of those other degrees? Or is it going to be useful, right? What are going to be those jobs in the future? Technology always disrupts. And in this case, AI technology is no different. So you've got to be ready. All right, second point, I'll leave you with this point. I won't drone on too long. But the second point here is that you shouldn't chase the tools that are out there. You should be building systems. And our main point here is that most people are going to chase the AI hot stock, right? Because they want to see themselves make a bunch of money. And I can tell you right now, as we record this, there is a bubble going on in the AI stocks, right? So in order to have good quality AI, you need to have not just the AI, what they call the frontier model, like ChatGPT or Claude or Perplexity. You've got to have a system around it, right? But in order to be able to build the system, you need data centers. Well, what's in data centers? Power, there's a shortage. Chips, there's a shortage. DRAM is a subset of chips, which is random access memory, which is, there's a shortage of memory now. Memory used to be a commodity. Who could drive down the price of memory cheaper and sell more of it? Now it's like, we have memory, you want it, you got to pay up for it. So memory is totally shifting, and there are opportunities there, but there's also a big bubble there because a ton of money is going into this. And will it pay off? I don't know. I think on the next episode, we're going to talk a little bit about that. Now, most people are going to chase the hot AI stock. They're going to chase the hot crypto. You saw a bunch of people chasing that, and a lot of people got rug pulled. And then you're going to chase the next prediction. I'm not going to make predictions here. I'm just going to talk about the realities of what I see. And I'm pretty cutting edge when it comes to Bitcoin, and I always have been. I'm pretty cutting edge when it comes to covered calls, and have been. And now I'm cutting edge when it comes to AI, because I'm studying it. Like every day I watch 2 hours of content, or I read articles, or I have my Hermes agent serve up an article that I can read, right? That it's authored based on what I'm looking for, that tells me what the trends are. I'm into it, right? So what system is being created, and where does the capital flow inside that system? That's what you've got to study. Remember, the gold rush of 1849 was not the people that made the gold. It was the picks and shovels people, the people that were selling the hotel rooms for the miners to stay in, the shovels and the picks and the chemicals that would clean out the gold. Those were the ones that made the most money. It wasn't just the people that hoped they would get gold. The same thing is true today. Things don't change. Human nature doesn't change. AI is not a one investment idea. It's an economic layer, right? Bitcoin is not just a coin. It's a monetary thesis, right? And if you look at it as just like a little corner of an investment, I think you're missing the point. It's holistic. Stocks are not just tickers. They tell a story. They're ownership in businesses that may be benefiting, or they may be disruptive if they screw this up, right? The investor's job here is not to predict every single winner. The investor's job is to position your capital intelligently, okay? So don't let people frame this as AI versus Bitcoin or stocks versus crypto. The real question is, what role does each asset play in your life, in your portfolio? So if you're not in AI, and I'll leave you with this, if you're not doing anything in AI except having a conversation every once in a while with ChatGPT and using it as a search engine, get involved in it. Use it more. Use it for things that you haven't even thought about. Have it ask you questions, right? Really get into the AI, into the technology, so that you can be positioned better than the person that you are sitting across the table from at the Thanksgiving dinner, okay? So that's what I want to leave you with on this Wealth Architect podcast. Thanks. I hope you like this new format. I tried to keep it under 10 minutes or so, but just give you some quick tidbits so that you can use it in your life, and I hope you will. I'll see you on the next episode of the Wealth Architect podcast. And remember what I always say, never give up your power, and your health, your wealth, or your time. I'll see you next time. Take care.
It's Mark Yeagy here, wealth architect and lifestyle investor. Let's take your life to the next level. Welcome to the Wealth Architect Podcast.